And then, not sort of nothing, I think, where I got an accident and got hurt. It was, we had a timber fall. Well, we had felled the timber, and I was rounding it out, and there'd been some frost and snow ever so long, like, and it was started to thaw. I was by myself, and I was rounding this tree out, and damn, as the ground was soft, he turned, and he pinned me across the back here. Oh, limb pinned me down to the ground, and I was down like that. He had between my two knees, and there I was. No saddle nowhere near. And I thought to myself, well, how the hell am I going to get out of here? So there was a bough in front of me, and I could just reach it with my fingers, like. And that's how I pulled myself out. And I see the keeper about half an hour before, and I know he was in the copy of feeding the birds, and I shouted, and he come across to me, and I brought me up home. That was in January 1939. And I had the doctor, and I had to go to the infirmary and be x-rayed, and he come back and went to bed. And I was in bed then for ever so long, and I come and fetch me one night, took me back to the infirmary. I was there ever so long, and till I was tired of being there, and the doctor come one morning, and he said, "You have been out of bed, haven't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir, yes, doctor, I have. I had been out of bed, that is quite right." And he said, "Well," he said, "let me see you get out now." So I got out the best way I could, you know. I didn't make no fuss about it. And he said, "Well," he said, "I think, should you like to go back home?" And I said, "I should, doctor," I said. And he said, "Well," he says, "can you get somebody to fetch you?" And I said, "Yes." I said, "My son will fetch me." And he said, "Well," he said, "I'll tell the nurse, ring through to your son and ask him to fetch you this afternoon." I was very near drowned three times.
Yeah?
Hmm.
How did that come about?
Oh, when I was a little kid, I playing just so I could run about, the first of us. And it was wet weather like it might be now, and mother had got a bath outside to get some soft water off the eaves, you know. And I was playing around this post over the porch over the door, and come a puff of wind and blow me down straight into that bath. Uh-huh. One day I missed Ma in the house, see, and I only just come in time. I suppose you stopped there another 5 minutes, I'd been all right. I could have got me out. And then the next time, I wasn't very old then, but I was about perhaps 5 year old then. I was a bird's nest in. And he was going along a twig. Got out of one twig in my hand and going along this twig in, over the brook to get this eggs. Of course, there were never so many on us then, of course, and one or another. And damn me if this bough didn't give under me. And down I went. I'd got a little system up above. Down I went. I was there under till I could get me out. I got me out, some of them, and then the next time I was about 7 year old, then I expect I should be. I went into a well, about 80 foot deep. Water eased well right up to the top. And that was in a cider vault. That was the last time.
Nearly what?
I ain't got a damn good soaking down.